Hollywood's most entertaining movies don't usually show up in theaters in January. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says he's found one film that's better than he expected for January.
In Good Company is a major studio comedy that's all the things a major studio comedy usually is not. It's genial, generous, and unmistakably entertaining. It's not every day you see a comedy about the consequences of corporate takeovers, or one that finds time for intergenerational conflicts as well as romance. In Good Company does have a lot of balls in the air, but thanks to smart acting and expert writing and directing, it handles them well.
You an intern or something?
No, my dad works there.
Oh.
Are you interning there?
No, I'm starting a job there today.
That's cool. Congratulations.
I have no idea what I'm doing. Don't tell anyone, okay?
Give credit to writer-director Paul Weitz in his initial solo outing. Previously, Weitz collaborated with his brother Chris on both About a Boy and on the first and most palatable of the American Pie productions. Weitz's gentle touch presents a pleasing twist on conventional comic plotting. He's adept at not forcing things, and he gives this film the kind of seductive spirit that wants to surprise us into smiling instead of bludgeoning us into submission. The entire cast is in on the joke, especially co-stars Dennis Quaid and Scarlett Johansson as father and daughter. But the performance that is really essential to the film's success is the central one by Topher Grace. Grace's character is a 26-year-old executive with a giant multinational corporation. His latest assignment is to replace Quaid's 50-something advertising executive.
What kind of experience do you have in ad sales?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Dan. Not much.
How much?
None.
Just to make things more interesting, Quaid just happens to have a very attractive college-age daughter, played by Johansson. Grace is best known as the star of TV's That 70s Show. Here he has a chance to display what looks to be one of the most persuasive comic touches of his generation. There is a lightness to the actor that wears surprisingly well, plus the ability to be pleasant without being sappy and gloat without being irritating. Careers have been built on considerably less. It takes a lot of plotting to get all the strands of In Good Company working together, and there are times when the proceedings threaten to feel mechanical. But the acting, writing, and directing pull us over the rough spots. Let's hope one of the first films of the new year is a harbinger of even more good things to come.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.